I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. As the war against Ukraine enters its third year, the White House is trying to get Congress to approve more aid, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan agrees with Ukraine's defense minister. They could push back the Russian invasion if they had the military tools they need.
There is not a shortage of bravery or courage on the part of the Ukrainians. Right now, there's a shortage of bullets.
Sullivan on Fox News Sunday says it's up to Congress to approve the aid
to ensure that Russia fails in this brutal conquest.
South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace on Fox says U.S. aid to Ukraine can't be endless.
We've given Ukraine over $100 billion so far.
She's questioning the long-term strategy.
This administration is putting the borders of other nations first rather than our own.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says 31,000 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed in action in the 2 years since Russia launched its full-scale invasion. Zelensky said Sunday the number was far lower than estimates given by Russian President Vladimir Putin's government. The Ukrainian leader said that he wouldn't disclose the number of troops that were wounded or missing. He also said tens of thousands of civilians had been killed in occupied areas of Ukraine. Pope Francis on Sunday called for a diplomatic solution to the war in Ukraine that would lead to a just and lasting peace, as the second anniversary of Russia's invasion was marked a day earlier.
Quante vittime, feriti, distruzioni, angustie.
Francis, who on Saturday canceled his meetings due to a mild flu, also expressed his concern for Democratic Republic of Congo as violent clashes there.